Chapter 9. Theory. "Can I ask just one more?" I pleaded as Edward accelerated much too quickly down the quiet street. He didn't seem to be paying any attention to the road. He sighed. "One," he agreed, his lips pressed together into a cautious line. "Well, you said you knew I hadn't gone into the bookstore and that I'd gone south. I was just wondering how you knew that." He looked away, deliberating. "I thought we were past all the evasiveness," I grumbled. He almost smiled. "Fine, then. I followed your scent." He looked at the road, giving me time to compose my face. I couldn't think of an acceptable response to that, but I filed it carefully away for future study. I tried to refocus. I wasn't ready to let him be finished, now that he was finally explaining things. "And then you didn't answer one of my first questions," I stalled. He looked at me with disapproval. "Which one?" "How does it work, the mind-reading thing? Can you read anybody's mind, anywhere? How do you do it? Can the rest of your family..." I felt silly, asking for clarification on make-believe. "That's more than one," he pointed out. I simply intertwined my fingers and gazed at him, waiting.